Hey, we are back again. It's Jen.
It's Carrie.
And today we're actually going back to one of the things that we used to do all of the time. And that is movie reviews. We have not done just a straight movie review in quite a while. So that's what we're going to be taking on today. And we're going to do a movie probably most of you have not seen. It's called Planetarium, and it stars Natalie Portman and Lily Rose Depp. So, before we get started with that, any news, Carrie? Have you heard anything?
You don't know. No, just anticipation for Loki Season 2.
That is running high, that is for sure.
It really is.
And Disney is trying its best to combat the... Because a lot of people are nixing the streaming services because the prices have gone up so much. So Disney is taking everything it can to combat it. It is now offering Disney with ads, Disney Plus with ads, for $1.99 a month.
Oh my God. Why'd you have to tell me that?
Yep.
Are they? That is kind of an item.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And you will have to suffer through the ads. It's not like, you know, you just turn on your favorite show and watch to your heart's content like most of the streaming services are now. You will have to, it's like watching a made-for-TV movie. You just have to fight with the ads. But on the plus side, you get everything that you can get on Disney Plus. You just have to deal with ads.
Dang.
And it's a lot
cheaper. I mean, that isn't starting now, right? That's a little bit down the line? Or?
I've been seeing advertisements for it for a week now.
Man, I might have to do that. You know, you and I are from a generation where whenever a commercial came on, that's when you go and make your sandwich.
Yeah, that's what, and no, none of the kids these days know the stress of... Wait for the commercial, jumping up, running to the bathroom, going to get something to drink.
You've roughly got a minute and 45 seconds to, you know, take care of it. And I don't know, like breaking it up a little bit, I don't know. For $1.99 and you get to, you know, I've been streaming like Pluto and those, you know, sort of streaming services, the free ones. You don't get to choose... I mean, you get to choose the channel, but you don't get to choose the episode, and you have to do the commercials. At least with Disney, you get to choose what you're going to watch. Like, you can do the Black Widow movie. You just have to now have some commercials. And for $1.99, that's not bad.
Well, I'm going to look it up right now just to be sure.
Wow, that's actually, I'm kind of thinking that's smart on Disney's part.
That up on the web. Special offer on Disney Plus. Limited time only. 3 months of Disney and basic cable for $1.99 a month, then $7.99 a month. Ah, oh, you had to kill it.
Okay. All right. So intro offer.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if you're crazy about Disney, that's very possibly not a bad offer. That being said, I'm doing the NFL Plus for $6.99 a month, and it's only for local market games. So I'm going to be watching a lot of Tampa Bay, a lot of Dallas, a lot of, you know, New Orleans, and I'm not sure if this is going to be value, but obviously I'm willing to pay for it. So,
right. Yeah, I'm not doing the whole Prime thing this year, so... I'm not going to be watching a whole lot of football, which kind of irritates me, but when I can steal the TV away from my housemate, I'll be watching football.
Yeah.
So, and there's a lot of times when I'm home and they're not, so.
Yeah, well, and you also want to watch the NFL's most beautiful, pretty Spartan warrior quarterback.
Yes, yes, yes. Got to watch my Saints.
Yeah, just anyway.
Yeah, you didn't have to say any more than pretty, sparkling, yep. Quarterback, yep. Yep.
Yep. It's the Spartan, yeah, with the eye makeup that isn't actually eye makeup.
Yep. That is not actually eye makeup. Those beautiful blue eyes.
So handsome.
And I'm not one to really get caught up in blue eyes because I have them. So blue eyes are just not a thing for me. But man, he's got some eyes. Woo.
You know, I'm a brunette, but I really have a thing for brunettes. So.
Really?
I do.
I figured you'd be one for redheads.
I'm not so impressed with blondes and, you know, redheads. That's kind of a case-by-case basis, but brunettes, that's where it's at.
Oh, well, redheads are usually insane, so.
Yeah.
I've known my fair share, both male and female, and let me tell you, the insanity does not pick and choose as far as male or female, okay? They're all equally fucking nuts.
Right. Does not pick and choose, huh?
No. Mm. But yeah, they're all equally crazy. But yeah, I do have a thing for redheads. That's the whole Tom Hiddleston thing for me, I think.
You know, guys, you hear about it, and it's almost, you know, like equating it to Asiatic women, you know. But women talking about men with red hair, you hear the subject every once in a while, and you ladies have kind of got a thing for the redheads too, huh?
Oh my God, yes. Oh, you know how Barry always finds all these really cool things for me. Pertaining to Tom Hiddleston and Johnny Depp. Well, let me share with you the last little image that he found for me. And yeah, it's not a real image. It's a fan art. But hey, this is so not fair in so many different ways. I gotta post this on the blog because, oof. Let me know when it came through. When it comes through.
This is an O'Reilly Reed thing, is it?
Oh no, this is a Tom Hiddleston thing.
Oh wow! Wow!
Yeah. Very Celtic Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah. Yeah, you should definitely post that.
Absolutely. I will do so.
Especially now we're talking about it.
Yeah.
And it would appear that long, red-haired Tom Hiddleston never missed abs day.
No. Or pecs day. Or,
Yep.
Biceps day. And you notice the black fingernails? I was like, okay, that is a true fan right there.
I do now, and that's actually kind of cool. It's a great piece.
It is. And I was trying to enlarge the photo big enough to read the signature that's along the one leg, but I'm not sure, so I'm going to do a photo search and see if I can come up with the artist so that I can post the artist's name as well as the image, because... Yeah, that, I mean, that deserves recognition right there.
Do a 10i. Go to, 10i.com and then upload it, and they will absolutely give you
All I have to do is a Google search. Just click on the image and do Google search, and it'll pop up and say, okay, we found this image in this many different spots. And eventually, that rabbit hole will lead me to the artist.
Yeah, good find.
And if it's on DeviantArt... I have not seen it. But if it's on DeviantArt, then the artist, it'll be very easy to find the artist.
Yeah.
But yeah, that definitely deserves the recognition because that is a gorgeous, gorgeous piece.
This is a notable of 2023 piece. This is a very good one.
Absolutely, it is. It's gorgeous. And I mean, we need to do another fan art podcast.
I think so.
Because there's so much out there.
But you should also publish them to the blog.
I cannot do that unless, like, if I get the images off of DeviantArt, I cannot do that without the express consent of the artist.
Right.
That is just, yep. It's a, yeah, I could, you know, I could do that. That's just not right. You know, I, well, even though I would not be making money off of the images, it's still, that's kind of a touchy subject with copyrights and that kind of thing, so.
Yes, correct.
So, yeah, but hopefully, if I find some really good ones that I haven't seen before, which I haven't been on DeviantArt in a while, so if I find some really good ones I haven't seen before, I will text or email the artist, and hopefully it won't be too difficult to get their permission to post it on the blog. But, one more thing. I finished watching the Amber Heard Depp versus Heard on Netflix. Try as they might, they just could not make Amber Heard look anywhere close to good. They tried. They really tried.
Well, listen, in wrapping it up, because this has been a very serious item of interest, now we have someone that's, whether it's fluff or not, they're basically documenting, like, that is the subject of this miniseries, the trial.
Right.
Did they do well? I mean, individual stuff that you want to break down, we can absolutely do that, but was it a worthy...
For what it was, and to be perfectly honest, it was Netflix trying to cash in on the sensationalism. I mean, right. Let's call a spade and be honest.
That's right. It
really was. And they tried very hard to skew everything toward Amber. But facts are facts, and the way it rolled is the way it rolled, and there's just certain things you cannot change. Is it worth watching? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's several spots that I had to go back, and I'm like, I saw that testimony and I don't remember this and this, but they showed the two testimonies side by side. So there's a lot of things you don't pick up on to begin with that you didn't pick up on watching the trial that are maybe a bit clearer, a bit more forthright watching the Netflix series.
You know, I was interested to hear your summation of this, because I do remember very specifically, and let's step out of ourselves for a second. I remember when the trial was going on and people had kind of already picked a side.
Oh yeah.
While the trial was going on. You know, and we're now looking at, and while that was going on, you're right, Netflix was like, we're going to make some money off of this. We're going to try and kind of document it. And I guess I was wondering, you know, there's the casual viewer and somebody that doesn't really know Motley Crue, for example, that watches The Dirt, and Netflix gave us that.
Right.
And then you have, like, your hardcore fans, and Netflix gave us The Dirt, and they're watching it. And I was kind of wondering how they did, and it was a rush job, you know. And you're saying that they definitely kind of put it towards Amber?
They tried.
Okay.
But there's only so much. It's like the old cartoons where they would take, the, you know, the black cat would go up underneath the freshly painted fence and get the two stripes down her back, and now she looks like a skunk. Okay. There's only so much you can do to make a cat look like a skunk, or a skunk look like a cat. Okay?
Gotcha.
Eventually, it's going to rain and all the paint's going to wash off.
Mm-hmm.
right? That's all I'm saying. It's very easy when you watch the pieces of testimony they showed. It's almost too easy to tell when she's being genuine and when she's acting. When she talks about her and Johnny first meeting and how she had auditioned for the Rum Diaries, and then she gets a call that Johnny Depp wants to meet her, and it was supposed to be a half-hour interview, and it ends up being they're sitting on the couch for 3 hours discussing books and artists and music and everything. You know, and she talks about how they just clicked from the very beginning. She talks about their first kiss, which was actually filmed during the filming of the Rum Diaries.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I did not
know
that.
Oh, yeah. There's a scene in the movie where he's in the shower and she comes in and essentially just kind of, boom, you know, he's in the shower, she's right there, and he reaches over and grabs her and kisses her. Well, that was actually their first kiss, and it was definitely not what we would say professionally done for the movies. Because, I mean, there's certain things you do and certain things you don't do in scenes like that to keep it professional. Right. And Johnny broke every damn one of those rules.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can tell that what she's saying when she talks about all this is very, very, very heartfelt. You can tell the thrill it gave her the first time that they met and they actually had a lot in common. You can tell how much it surprised her when he actually kissed her instead of doing the whole film, no tongue, you know, professional kiss. He went all out, you know, and didn't want to let her go when they said cut.
Yeah.
You know, just, you could tell the emotion was real when she's talking about these things. And then she goes on to start talking about the, quote, abuse. And her entire demeanor changes. She's trying to make it look as if it's an emotional issue, and it's not. There is no emotion behind her eyes. There is no, you know, this is just something. I have a feeling what happened was she ran her mouth. She got published running her mouth.
Yeah.
And then she felt obligated to keep up the charade.
Yeah.
Because she had already been quoted running her damn mouth. And by the time she realized it, she was in too deep and didn't know how to get the fuck out.
Right. And she kept playing.
She had no choice then. It was either admit that she's a lying sack, or, and with all these people that were coming to her, you know, supporting her, and, oh my God, we can't believe this, and how did you, you know, all of this support and all of this that she was getting. Yeah, no, she's not about to say, yeah, guys, I kind of got carried away. Sorry. It's not going to happen. But, you know, I have a feeling that because I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen in real life to, yeah, it's happened to me. You get to talking and you say things that aren't exactly true. They're almost true. They're kind of true. But they're not exactly 100% true, and then all of a sudden it blows out of proportion, and you're trying to figure out what the hell you said so you can repeat it, because you've gone off the deep end and now it's too late to turn back and say, well, no, see, what I actually meant, what, no, too late for that.
Yep.
She got caught up, man. I mean, everybody does. It happens. It just sucks that this time it was a celebrity who got caught up talking about another celebrity. So that right there, 100%, blown out of proportion, immediately taken to the general public, who immediately goes either on guard or on point, depending. You know, and everybody's picking a side before anything is ever really, you know, before anything is really brought to light as far as the truth goes. So, you know, that's the shame. That's the biggest shame in all of this, is that it damaged a good man's reputation. And, you know, I'm sorry, Amber was not a great actress. She probably could have gotten much better. She probably will not be given that opportunity, because nobody will trust her. Would you trust her to be in the same room with her alone?
It seems like she's really, am I mistaken? She's from Texas, right?
I have no idea.
Like, from what I had read through our research through the past year or two, you know, she's from like kind of a small town. I think it was Texas, and she's really tight with her mother. And she ended up basically having kind of this mentality, and she had an agent or whatever, but yeah, she ended up basically talking, and she didn't mean to. She's not necessarily, I'm not saying that she is, but, you know, she's not a bad person, but she ended up basically getting in too deep, and then she started basically writing checks that her ass couldn't cash.
Exactly.
You know, and she was in too deep.
But at that point, what do you do? Do you admit that, yeah, okay, guys, I kind of, that didn't go down exactly the way I said
it. Yeah, right, 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 right. And I can't help but think that if that's the case that, you know, and again, I've got to check this, but I'm very sure that her mother was involved, and you do not want to, you know, your mother is part of your team.
You do not get caught lying to mama.
Yeah, plus you just don't get caught lying to mama.
You do not get caught lying to mama.
If you were a famous Hollywood actress and your mama is part of your quote-unquote team,
right?
You definitely, definitely don't get caught lying to your mama.
Exactly.
And I think that, and I guess that's where I'm kind of going with this. And, you know, I still think she's a villain. Don't get me wrong. She definitely screwed up, but I don't have any sympathy for her, but that's certainly likely what happened.
I wouldn't say she's a villain. If there's a hero and a villain, then yeah. Johnny's the hero, she's the villain.
Okay.
Point blank. But the fact is, she's weak.
Yeah.
Physically, obviously, she's strong. You know, yeah. She put many, many marks on Johnny. I could post on my blog right now, which I will not do because, you know, let the past die. But there are several press photographs of Johnny with bruises on his cheekbones, on his jaw, on his temple, various marks where it's obvious. This is not, I ran into the door. I tripped falling down the stairs. Yeah, okay, whatever. You know, she is a bully. Bullies are weak. Bullies are insecure. And bullies are essentially ineffective once you remove the ability to hurt. And that's what happened with Johnny. It got to the point he was just like, okay, fine, hit me. I'm done. You want to hit me? Hit me. Go ahead. You know, yep. That's it. We're done. I've had enough. I'm not doing this anymore. We are not doing this anymore. I'm out of here. You know, and that's when she started with the running of the mouth. You know, she probably thought it would be a small piece that wouldn't go very far. And she might get a little bit of sympathy. And then it blew up because, oh my God, it's Johnny Depp. You know, but the thing is she was weak. She is weak. It saddens me because she could have been. She could have been a really good actress. She had the chops for it. She just didn't have the experience. She was getting that. Johnny was one that gave her that opportunity.
Oh, it could have been great.
And she could have been amazing.
Yeah.
Instead, she's nothing. And that's just, you know, I love to see anyone make it in such a narrow field. You know, but she kind of did it to herself, so I can't feel sorry for her.
Well, that's true.
But she could have been a whole lot more. She could have really done something with her acting. Instead, I doubt she's going to get the chance. I would not be surprised if we don't see her again in Hollywood. I mean, well, like I said, Carrie, as a male, would you feel comfortable in the same room with her if she's had a few drinks and there's no cameras?
If I were an actor, no.
Ah,
you know,
there you go. That's another thing, too.
That's, it's the industry.
Well, you said if I were an actor, no. Because as just Carrie, as just, you know, part-time podcast co-star and, you know, whatever.
Just lay around dude.
Right. Just an average guy. There's nothing she can get from you.
Yeah.
So well, more than likely, she wouldn't target you. However, as an actor with money, yeah. I wouldn't want to be in the same room with her either.
No. No, certainly not.
But that was actually aside from the point I was going to make to begin with when I started talking about the Netflix series.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Number one, I am really upset that I don't live in Fairfax, Virginia. Johnny actually had either his lawyers, his manager, somebody, go through the podcasts that were being broadcast after the trial. He paid a surprise visit to a average, ordinary, everyday podcaster who was following the trial and got on the, you know, knocked on his door and was like, hey, it was just a thank you. You know, I want to thank all my fans for believing in me, and I want to thank everybody who's been offering their support and all this. But man, why couldn't I live in Fairfax, Virginia?
Whoa! You just blew it up literally by all of a sudden proclaiming I can't live in Fairfax, Virginia.
No, I said, why can't I live in Fairfax, Virginia?
Oh, why can't you? Yeah, right. Oh, yes, exactly.
Or why couldn't I have been living in Fairfax, Virginia
when it happened,
a year and a half ago?
But what are you going to do? You're going to, basically be part of the mass. And I would like to talk about that, first of all. There's still a couple of things I want to talk about. Let's put a pin in it. How did the actors that portrayed Amber and Johnny do? But also, I remember, and I love that we're talking about this, because I remember when all of this was going down and your reactions, and you broadcasted a fair amount of this on the podcast.
Yes, I did.
And you talked about like pilgrimages. Basically, you were literally, you were almost talking about like pilgrimages.
Hey, I was ready to walk.
You were.
To Fairfax.
Yes. And it was a fairly realistic distance to the point to where you had some people that were in your life that are like, oh shit, she might actually do it.
Yeah, they're like, hey, if she gets, well, at the time I was unemployed.
Yeah.
So, but being unemployed means I had no money either. So, you know, that was kind of a drawback. But, you know, in my younger days, I would pack the car and take off. Of course, I didn't have a car at the time. But, you know, pack the car, take off, find a shady spot, stay there for a week or a month or a year or whatever.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, walking can't be that much different, right? Yeah,
and
except
if it is, you would still adapt and probably find a way.
Yeah, but the thing is, yeah, except for the fact that you are 48 instead of 18, you dumb bitch, you cannot do this.
Right.
You know, that would be an issue. But
that being said, the passion had not diminished. I'm just going there, you know.
Absolutely not.
No, it might have been, you know, much more than like a younger person, but same.
Well, I also had a very dear friend who was watching the podcast or watching the trial with me, and they're interviewing the fans, and they're like, "Why do you think Johnny Depp's innocent?" Well, you know, there's Johnny Depp, and you know, Johnny Depp
is a pirate, right?
And I'm sitting here going, you know, there's evidence upon evidence. There's, what was the word I used? There's a pre, now I can't think.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I was like, there is
not
so.
Not predetermined, it's a.
But.
Predisposed.
Something. But, you know, there's so much evidence against what Heard is saying and for Johnny, including the only negative testimony from Johnny's exes were he was controlling. He was suspicious. He was very jealous.
Okay.
Never once.
Who said this?
I can't think of her name.
Witch. I'm not trying to do a witch hunt because I've been that kind of guy before.
Jennifer Grey.
You know.
Jennifer Grey was one. You did the podcast with me with Johnny's, you know, the mini loves of Johnny Depp.
Yeah, and it is actually coming back to me on, you know, Jennifer Grey. It's just the, we talked about like his exes.
Was it Kate? I'll have to look it up. But there were a couple of Johnny's exes that, they had negative things to say.
Which you're going to get that out of any human.
Oh, yeah, but not one. Said, he hit me. He pushed me down the stairs. He, you know, did this. He threatened me. Not one.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, the man was 55 at the time that all of this went down. Well, it's 2000. No, he was almost 50.
Right.
Because this went down in 2000. Crap. When did they, when did all the accusations come out? Let's see. Hang on. They got married in 2018 is when she wrote the op-ed.
Was a year before, I think.
So she's talking about the year or 2 years before. So he was 54, 55.
Yeah.
A man of that age is not going to all of a sudden start beating up on his girlfriend. Either he's done it before, or he's not doing it now. One of the two. You know, and none of his girlfriends, none of his fiancés, none of his wives even gave any indication at all. As a matter of fact, every single one of them was like, yeah, he would probably cut his hand off before he would hit me.
Right.
So, you know, she picked the wrong one. You know, sorry, but she did. She picked the wrong one. But thank God that finally, and Johnny said from the very beginning, this is not about money. I don't care about the money.
No.
I just want to clear my name.
Yeah.
So, thank goodness. And the people that don't believe him, that believe Amber, they're going to continue to believe Amber. That's just how it goes. The ones who believe Johnny, they're going to continue to believe Johnny. And would, even if the trial had gone the other way. You know, popular opinion is not that easily swayed. There were a lot of things in the trial that made me think. And I'm a Depp fan from my toenails to the tips of my hair. I am a Johnny Depp fan. And there were points in the trial that, with Amber's testimony, that I had to sit there and go, damn.
Well, sure. Well, you know, we do know that Johnny has an alcohol problem.
And a drug problem.
And what?
And a drug problem.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, so that's not a bridge too far. Absolutely. And so Amber is potentially dealing with this side of him. Actually, you find a fair amount of addicts that maintain themselves. You know, they continue to work like Johnny did. Johnny, for a drug and alcohol addict, if you want to take it all the way to turn the dial to 11, this guy has made an amazing fucking career being a functional alcoholic and drug addict. Like, it seems like his career just kept going up. I like to think that he had control over those impulses, and this is why he ended up doing so well, but that's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is Amber Heard basically saying, oh my God, this is Johnny Depp, and she kind of quickly realized, and I mean, we all knew it from People Magazine, that this guy's got a couple of vice problems. You know, and she was some young girl that was, oh my God, it's Johnny Depp. But at the same time, she kind of got in.
Hang on one second, because I just want to interject one quick little thing.
Do.
I think another part of her problem is she realized she was one of the vices.
Yes. 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 You know, she is beautiful. Actually, I think she's standard, but for aesthetic purposes, she's beautiful. And she worked it.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
But see, Johnny doesn't just have drug and alcohol problems. He has issues with, he's addicted to the affections, the flirtations, the attention of young women.
Yes. So, what's Lily's mother? Was it Michelle Paradis?
If you hadn't said, it's not Michelle.
Right. It's a common-ish name in Western. I think maybe he was kind of looking
for Vanessa Paradis.
Yeah, and maybe he was, you know, pining because he is a romantic. Johnny is at his core. We're not talking about his filmography. Johnny is a romantic.
Johnny is looking for a Winona replacement, and he has been since they split up.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Hey.
This is what he's been doing. He's, you know, He was 27, she was 17 when they first started dating.
Uh-huh.
The reason they split up was because her, Winona's father,
yeah,
told her that her career would go nowhere if she married Johnny. That he would end up overshadowing her all of her life if she were to take that step. And it wasn't because she wanted to that she broke up with him. It was on her father's advice. And they both went through a period of intense destructive behavior.
Yeah.
After the breakup. Yeah. But Johnny's not one to be alone, ever. Ever. Matter of fact, this is the longest I've ever known Johnny Depp not to, quote, be in a relationship with someone. With the whole Amber Heard thing going on. Winona stayed single for quite a while. I think they both ought to just give it up, dump whoever they're with, and hook back up. You know, it's a lot. It's way too late for daddy to be making your decisions now. And, yeah, Johnny needs you. Girl, get up off your ass. Get back to him.
Yeah. I also get the impression, knowing Winona's romantic history, that it was probably an improbable goal.
What, Johnny and Winona?
Yeah.
All right. Winona's dating history was very spotty.
Yes.
After Johnny. How long did she date Johnny?
What, a couple of years?
No.
18
wasn't months.
Was it 18 months?
Yeah. I do believe, I could be wrong, but I think it was 18 months.
I remember when that went down, and it felt like 3 years or more, you know, but probably not. It felt like it was before Brad and Angelina Jolie, you know, it was before Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. You know, it really did seem like they were a really, really tight kind of thing.
Let's see. Yeah, all right. 4 years.
Yeah.
4 years. Which is kind of like max for Johnny.
Right.
I mean, and from everything I'm seeing, it's pretty much max for her too.
Oh yeah, for her certainly.
Courtney
Love ended up making this famous proclamation. She was like, "You're no one in Hollywood until you've had a romantic, you know, thing with me or a sexual thing with Winona Ryder."
And she did have those.
Yes, 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 yes.
I'm sorry, when you meet the love of your life and they dump you, then you keep looking for someone like them. Either in age or in attitude or in spirit, you know, and that's what he's done.
That's the best you have to go off of. Yeah, that's your point of reference.
Right. And I mean, he did it with Kate. He did it with Vanessa. He did it with even Jennifer Grey. You know, she was the same type, the same ingenue type actress when they were dating.
And there you go, throwing out those words like ingenue.
you can thank Phantom of the Opera for that one.
Well, yes. But also, you're quite right, you know. And
you know, I just wonder if, especially at this point in his life, you know, if it's not just kind of doomed.
I'm afraid, you know, at this point, as you said, at this point in his life, I would be concerned that it's kind of like a house. There's too much wrong to fix it. Mm-hmm. You know, he's let things go on, and, you know, you could say, oh, you know, well, if he was waiting for Winona, then he should have done better, and he should have kept up better, and he should have done... You know what? When you have a dream and you think it's never going to happen, you tend to be self-indulgent to the point that you wreck yourself.
Yeah, and he, at the same time, when he, you know, is going to wreck himself, he was convinced that this is the one.
He knew Winona was the one from the beginning. But he's tried to convince himself this was the one. Vanessa Paradis probably came closest.
I think so.
Because...
And then maybe Kate Moss.
Well, see, Johnny's all about marriage.
Yeah, you know, and he meant that with Winona. You know, he got the mm-hmm. tattoo. It was a very, like, heartfelt in the middle of the night.
Yep.
When the cameras aren't there and the job isn't there and you're in this person's arms.
Right.
You know, make that declaration to yourself, and it is so very heartfelt.
And you know, I mean, you just know. But Vanessa came closest. He never pressured her to get married. As a matter of fact, he made the comment that if she decided that she wanted to get married, he had no problem with it. But how did he put it? I just hate to ruin her last name. She has such a cool ass last name.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but Kate Moss actually came quite close as well. And both of those women made comments about mm-hmm. how Johnny took care of them.
Yes.
How at the time, you know, when they were together with him, that's what they needed. And he supplied that. He gave that to them.
Yeah.
And you would
and
think.
And he is a gentleman. You know, he would be good to those people.
Well, you would think of all of the people. Okay, he was with Vanessa for 14 years.
Yeah.
They had two kids together. You would think if anyone were to see underneath all the facade, underneath all of the makeup and the bravado and the acting and everything, it would be her. 14 years. That's kind of difficult to hide part of your personality for that long, don't you think?
Yes, I couldn't agree more.
And she was the one of the first to step up and say, okay, this is bullshit. This never happened. Kate Moss, there was an issue. There was a rumor that Johnny had thrown her down a set of stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was right behind Vanessa going, ha ha, never happened.
Nope. Yep, nope.
No, no. You know, she described Johnny as being jealous. Yes, definitely. But kind and considerate. Courteous. Loving. Never once did she describe him as violent or threatening in any way.
Yeah. Yeah, this was definitely not a domestic abuse, you know.
Right. And like I said, after 55 years or so, yeah, if there was going to be domestic abuse, you're not going to be the first one, honey.
Yeah, it would be a pattern at this point in his age. Exactly, exactly.
Right, I mean, and the way she describes the, quote, first time he ever hit her. it was very casual. She was asking him about the tattoo on his arm that says Wino Forever.
Forever, right.
And he told her what it was and why it was like that. And she kind of laughed, and supposedly that's when he hit her. And, you know, very casual, he just backhanded her, just smacked. And then was like, okay, bitch, you think it's funny, bitch? You still want to laugh? You know, that kind of casual abuse, that's not going to happen just like that. That is someone who is used to the role of abuser and has done so many, many times before. That type of casual neglect of other people's thoughts and feelings. Yeah, you don't get that just all of a sudden. Not happening, hon.
You know, I've been watching the entertainment news for the past couple of days, and I don't know if the gentle listener remembers that 70s show. But, Well, the character's name was Hyde. He was the guy on that 70s show.
Yeah,
that
with the curly hair, always wore the glasses.
Yeah.
Always stoned.
Yeah, right. And this is actually kind of topical.
All right.
But he was found guilty and got 30 years to life today.
Oh, my God. For what?
For a drug rape thing that happened between 2001 and 2003 with two women.
Fans?
Actually, people that were, and this is going to get even weirder, he's a member of the Church of Scientology, and they were two women that were kind of infatuated with them that were Scientologists.
That actually makes kind of sense. You know, our benefactor, Barry. He's kind of like me in one aspect. He likes to fuck with people. So the Church of Scientology called him one day, doing the whole, you know, telemarketer thing. Well, he talked to the guy for quite a while. So he's now getting literature and all of this. Well, because of this, I happen to know a little bit more about Scientology than most people.
Unfortunately, welcome.
Yeah, not that I want to, but hey.
Yeah.
If he was involved with the Church of Scientology, there is a certain... Because you don't get promoted powers, however you want to say it, by faith. You get it by money. The more money...
Yeah, you buy your way into the different levels.
Absolutely.
Of Scientology.
So he probably bought his way into the I can do no wrong and decided to test the theory.
Yeah, and it was 2001 to 2003 when that 70s show was at its height.
Right.
And he was taking advantage, if you will, of his fame.
Right, of course. Probably going to less lucrative members of the church.
Yeah. These are unidentified women that are probably very low-ranking people in Scientology.
Right, and they're ones that just are not... They don't have the money to get, quote, promoted the way that, I mean, Tom Cruise is also a member of Scientology. It's the only thing I can find wrong with the man. But
yeah, you know, and you can say what you want about Scientology and whatever religion you want to do, great, fine. If you want to do L. Ron Hubbard talking about the thetas are going to come, you know, whatever, great.
Well,
that literally has the same amount of credence as, you know, the Jewish zombie, the snake demigod that's the ultimate, you know, totem of evil that tempted them, and the guy that lived in the digestive system of a whale for
three days,
you know, and that sort of thing.
Oh, given that, I've got a joke for you.
And tell it, but that being said, Johnny wasn't necessarily in that sort of thing, but Amber kind of was. Like, Johnny was an institution.
Johnny was a way to get where she was. He was a means to an end.
I really do think that maybe she was kind of infatuated with the idea of being with Johnny Depp as a young actress, and it ended up being bastardized into an opportunity.
She was enamored with the idea, but I've said it.
Do you think so?
I do.
I think so.
I've said many times before, and I've told my kids this, both my boys and my girls, you know, be careful of those who fall in love with the idea of you.
Yes, right. The idealized version of you.
They fall in love with the idea of you, what they think that you'll be like, and who you really are doesn't even figure in.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I agree with you 100%. She got wrapped up in the idealization. Oh, my God, Johnny Depp likes me. Not this man who has these thoughts, these feelings, these concerns. You know, not this man who has all of these things. No, Johnny Depp. Bottom line, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. Yes, yeah. The name.
And when it didn't turn out to be exactly the way she thought it would be, yeah, he's human. He's got some issues. You know, she brought up that he has ED. Okay. You name me a man over 60 who doesn't. Hell, you name me a man over 40 who doesn't. There are medications for that. There are ways around it, you know. Chill out. It'll be all right.
Yeah, it's still Johnny Depp.
But, you know, when he actually materialized as human in front of her, then all of a sudden it wasn't Johnny Depp anymore. It was this guy.
Is Johnny Depp the man?
Right. And she couldn't take it.
I think that is a thing. I mean, I think it's a... You know, it's been very complicated because of all the court appearances and things like that, but I think you have actually encapsulated the why.
She was, it's almost like she was getting even with him for being human.
Yes. I
study humanity, remember?
Yeah.
All right, so we're getting close to the close. We're already at 58 minutes and 30 seconds.
Well, hey, before we go, though, we've been talking about this, you know, Netflix presentation. I have to ask, you know, the validity of what they presented, we can argue about that, you know, as much as we please, but the actor and actress that played Johnny and Amber.
There were none. Nope, there were none.
Wow.
They did not use reenactments. Because the trial was open to the public, because it was broadcast as it unfolded, they used the footage of the trial. They did not use actors and actresses to reenact anything. No, everything is straight from the archive, straight from the court case itself.
Well, Jen, I mean, in all seriousness, if we're fans of Johnny, we have to look at this.
The one thing that gave me pause was when she was describing the first time he hit her. And she said all she could see was the carpet. And it was dirty. And all she could think was, oh my God, how did we ever let the carpet get so dirty? You know, in the back of her mind, she's going, holy shit, did he just hit me? But in the forefront, she's going, oh man, that carpet is really fucking dirty. I know a little bit about this, and the fact that you focus on something different, anything different, that's a true fact. That is something.
I think so. Yes.
That is something that abused people do. So that I kind of had to blink at, you know, I kind of had to sit there, but just the way she presented everything, there was that false ring to it. She was good. She researched. She knew what she should be feeling. She knew what she should be showing. She knew where her focus should be. And for that, I got to give her kudos, because most actresses don't go that far.
True.
But, yeah, that gave me pause until I took everything in as a whole. And then I'm like, okay, yeah, no. You know, if you just took that one segment, 90% of people who have been abused would be like, she's telling the truth. That's it. She's telling that. Nope. That's what we do. But taken in with the whole, with everything else that was said and done in that same testimony, yeah, no. She made it. She started out believable, but she turned it into a fairy tale the more she talked. But, all right, we're going to have to close this down. We are getting there. However, I want to tell you my joke first.
Do it.
You were talking about how, you know, different religions and being in the belly of the whale, right?
Yeah.
So this little girl, Monday morning, she'd just been to church Sunday, goes up to her teacher and tells her about Jonah and the whale. Well, teacher says, I'm so sorry, honey. You know, that's a really good story and everything, but, you know, scientifically, a whale's throat is very, very small. So while the whale is really big, there's no way that a whale could actually swallow a human. It's impossible. You know, not to mention the whole, you know, living inside it for however many days and da-da-da. Yeah. But, you know, just the swallowing of the human, that's impossible. It couldn't happen. And the little girl thinks about it a minute, and she goes, well, you know, all right, teach, but I tell you what, when I get to heaven, I'll find Jonah and ask him. Teacher says, grins a little bit and goes, what happens if he didn't go to heaven? Little girl looks at her and goes, then you ask him.
Damn. That being said, the teacher would probably search for him after death and not find him.
Nah. I'm sorry. I believe everybody goes where they think they're going. So, yeah, figure that one in. Blown. My mother is a diehard Christian.
Yeah.
And that works for her. It really does. But I blew her mind with that, because she's getting up there in age, and she's questioning some of her decisions. You know, she's terrified at this point. And I'm like, yeah, I believe everybody goes where they think they're going. And she's like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Well.
And on that note, I guess yes. We will discuss if we discuss the movie, because I don't think it really deserves discussion, but anyway.
Planetarium?
Yeah.
No, but actually it doesn't.
Actually, it does, because it's Lily Rose and Natalie Portman. We can't forget that.
Yeah, sure. That being said, this was a bit more important because we really needed to be able to see some sort of examination of what happened there. And let's face it, for easily 6 months. And we're still basically correct. But for easily 6 months, we talked about this trial. We never really put a final pin in it.
And the thing is, we probably won't. Because next year they'll come out with something else. And then next year they'll come out with something else. And but the final pin was put there when Amber conceded and withdrew her, where she went back against the decision. You know, when you file for, because you think the decision was unjust.
Her appeal.
Thank you, the appeal. She withdrew her appeal. Johnny had said, and he had told his lawyers to pass the word, that if she would let it go, if she would just let it go, he would not ask for her to pay anything. He would totally just, you know, we'll call Even Steven and be done with it. Just stop appealing. Stop bringing this up. Stop making me relive it.
Yes.
Well, she appealed.
Stop making me relive it.
Yep. Stop making me relive it. She appealed and then realized that she didn't have the money to appeal or to pay Johnny or to pay her rent. So, yeah, she withdrew the appeal and Johnny withdrew any claim of the, I think it was $15 million minus the $2 million because they found him in defamation once because of his lawyer. But they found her
guilty, not him, his lawyer.
Many, many times. So yeah, like it was like $13.5 million. And she didn't have not even like $2 million. So yeah, they finally just let that go. Once again, proof. Johnny's a good guy.
Yeah.
So anyway, contact information real quick because we are well over time.
Mm-hmm. All right. So for me, always, guys, Mako3303@hotmail.com. I will always answer that email. I'm also on PlayStation Network as Traveler2300, no spaces, two L's, and I'm always, actually I'll probably hit it in about 30 minutes, looking for anybody that's, you know, wanted to send me a message, but those are my two contacts.
And what's the gift card up to?
The gift card is up to $55.
Contact.
The gift card is up to, actually, because I know PlayStation Network, the gift card is up to $59.99 because they will nickel and dime you. So I will certainly cover $59.99
for anybody who reaches out, contacts Carrie, and says that you heard about us over the on our podcast.
It's easy.
Hey, all you got to do is contact. Not hard.
$59.99, guys.
That's a lot of money, especially nowadays. Yeah. So we've got the email, which is depheadsandhiddlestoners, no caps, no spaces, @yahoo.com. We have depheadshiddlestoners.com, which is our blog, or you can go to barryreese.net, click on the link. We also have the dedicated phone line. Guys, call us day or night. Leave us a message. Let us know who you are, what you want, and when you want us to call back. We will return that call. All you have to do is give us the information. That phone number is 949-373-5476. So you got a whole lot of different ways to get in touch with us, including a personal phone number, and an email. So, hey, give us a call. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear about, what you don't want to hear about, what you're tired of hearing about. You know, tell us what you want. It would make us happy, and it would make us allowed to serve you much better with our podcast.
Indeed. We do think about the listeners as a paramount.
Absolutely. But it's kind of hard when we don't get any feedback.
Right.
So, I think this is it for episode... I do believe we're on episode 88.
Wow, 88.
Yeah. 88. So, this is the end of episode 88. Next week, we will either discuss Planetarium, or, hey, let's just say we're going to do a movie review. I'm not sure which one. But we need to get back to basics. We haven't done movie reviews in quite a while.
Yeah, agreed. I've got a, you know, when was the last time we ended up doing Nightmare on Elm Street?
Oh, my God. Nightmare on Elm Street. That would be key because we are coming up on the Halloween season.
Yep. Yep, and what a significant event in Mr. Depp's career.
He's on screen for all of 2.5 minutes, but that's all right. The funnel of blood when he's sucked down into the bed is paramount. And it took them eons. It took them like 2 weeks to get all of the blood out of the set after they did
what?
This. So, oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, they had to... Oh, man. Because they had the set on a pivot. They turned the set upside down.
Oh, my God.
That's how they got the fountain of blood, because it was actually pouring down instead of shooting up.
Okay, so we need to do this next week. And ladies and gentlemen, let that be like a huge sneak peek, because, oh, my God, what?
All right, yeah, you know me. I am trivia queen. I will come up with a whole lot more.
Yeah, yeah, that's nice.
All right, guys. Peace out. We will see you next time. We will be back.
I'm Carrie.
And I'm Jen.
Peace and love.
Love and peace, guys. Later.
Later.